Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. Indiana is ranked number one in state government by U.S. News & World Report. To continue this momentum, State Representative Douglas Gutwein from Francisville is proposing a new law that would repeal or update unused, clumsy, and duplicative reports required of state government entities.
We were able to identify various ways to increase government efficiencies. This bill works to use the input and consolidate and streamline state government reporting requirements.
As chair of the House Committee on Government Reduction, Gutwein says this new law would improve public transparency.
House Bill 1003 will repeal 8 chapters, 99 sections, and 31 reports in the Indiana Code that were outdated and unused. The bill would also consolidate 35 standalone reports into more feasible formats.
In other news, House lawmakers are also partnering with the Indiana Association for Resources and Child Advocacy Institute for Excellence, or IARCA, to raise awareness and support foster families. Members of the House and staff held a donation drive at the State House and collected more than 3,800 items for foster families caring for newborns and infants. The items were packed into more than 100 diaper bags that will be distributed to local foster families. IARCA Executive Director Kathleen Graham was able to meet with many legislators as they participated in the event.
First off, we're just so thrilled with all of the caring and concern, the Speaker, the Minority Leader, the 100 members of the House that we have seen for the children, the most vulnerable children of Indiana, and for the diaper bags for the tiniest of these citizens, some of them who have suffered from withdrawal symptoms from the opioids that their parent took. For them to have that symbol of caring and the support of the foster parents just means so much to us.
State Representative Dave Heine of New Haven says spending time with foster children is a rewarding experience.
My brother became a foster parent. And so we had maybe 12, 14, 16 foster kids over the years. And what we did was, or what I did, is I made sure that I took them, taught them how to drive a tractor, taught them how to drive a combine. And there's nothing better than, you know, just sharing with someone that you brought into your home, sharing the way farming works and the hard work, the hard effort. And that's probably one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done in my life.
To learn about how to change a child's life, visit www.fosterhopeindiana.org. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.